您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Many languages have been claimed to be the toughest one to learn. Here are the 10 candidates for the title of the hardest language to learn, as released by the United Nations, Educational, Science, and Cultural Organization. After our discussion, see if you can find these languages are worth their tough as nails reputation. First of all, are you surprised that, with these results, with this list, and tell me what they are?
The most difficult language, turns out to be Chinese.
Chinese! Okay, the most difficult one, right?
Right. But I think Sam, as a very experienced Chinese learner, probably can share with us some of your thoughts about how to learn a language.
Oh, well, first of all, this list is completely rubbish. This is the most terrible list I've ever seen.
Really?
Right, but even before going through the list, you're like...It's not worth it.
Well, if Chinese is number one, then this list has already failed. And they've got French at 10. You're French.
Chinese, obviously number one.
Okay,
I
won't go too off topic, but Chinese should not be number one. And there's a few reasons.
And why is it French, not...
Well, because if you're... Well, I don't know. This list isn't really specific enough. If you're talking about language for English native speakers to learn, then French shouldn't be 10 because of the similarities between French and English and some experiences that the average English speaker has from learning French at school. There's no way that French should be at 10. The reason that we do it in England is because it's quite easy, but I want to ignore that now and stay on Chinese.
Oh, really?
Chinese is number one.
Okay, so the only thing I got out of that was...
Sorry, I need to calm down.
Yeah, is that
Chinese
Sam
is not number one.
Don't think it's that difficult to master the language.
Well, here's the thing. When I was at university, I studied Chinese as my major, and I did a minor in Japanese. I'm proficient in both languages, for disclaimer, and Japanese was just the much more difficult language. It's fifth on the list, but it is twice as hard, because first of all, you have three different types of written characters. You have hiragana, katakana, and then kanji. Kanji is like hanzi, so it's like Chinese characters. Then hiragana is used for Japanese traditional words, and then you have katakana, which is used for foreign words. So like the word for like supermarket in Japanese is supermarket. You have to write it with special characters. Mm-hmm. They're used for English-sounding words. Then you've got the fact that their grammar is completely flipped around, and it's the most complicated grammar that I think an English person can learn. And in Chinese, you barely have grammar. It's just like, where are you going? Ni chu na. It's just three simple words, and you get the tones right. I just can't see how something with simple grammar, with words that are all quite short and easy to remember, the characters in Chinese are quite difficult to write, and the tones are quite difficult to master. But that aside, there is nothing else that distinguishes it as a language that's much harder than the rest of the ones on this list, Japanese, Korean, and Arabic.
But how about those Chinese characters with so many strokes at the same time, as we
see,
biang biang mian, and also, how about those, homophones, like 同音异形异义字 in Chinese?
You bring up the great point here, Luo Yu. You talked about all those different characters like biang biang mian. I'd just like to make the quick point here that if you're looking at Japanese texts, they're all in traditional Chinese characters.
Yeah, because of the influence.
It doesn't matter why. The reasoning is not important. It's the way it is. The fact that you have to be able to write traditional Chinese. Can either of you write traditional Chinese?
I certainly can master the Chinese language, so therefore I find Japanese a lot easier because I am Chinese. So I think it really matters with what you bring into this learning process, and that will determine what kind of result you find.